Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, everyone, and happy Friday, and welcome to Live with MJ, where we interview influencers who are making an impact both personally and professionally. My name is Gina Mason. I'm the co-host of Live with MJ, and our show features athletes, entertainers, CEOs, and influencers who are making a difference in changing the world. Last week, we hosted a press conference with the Farrar Brothers and Twin Rinks at Twin Rinks Eisenhower in Long Island, and we had the pleasure of hosting the Farrar Brothers, Team USA, and the Israeli National Ice Hockey Team. They played a charity exhibition game last week to benefit the Israeli Ice Hockey Federation and its initiatives to develop the game of ice hockey in Israel. So I wanted to share the audio from the press conference, and here we go.
I guess for Peter and Chris, if you just talk about how the partnership with the Israeli team came to be, and you know, pretty much why everybody came to
be. Well, Mark is certainly responsible, and Tal has contributed, obviously, as well. We have seen each other locally, and he came up with the brilliant idea of hosting an event here at Twin Rinks, and we've accepted the offer and put together a pretty intense team here for the celebrity status of who we have, and it's great for the community. So anytime we have an opportunity to grow the sport, grow the awareness on an international level like this for such a good cause, certainly sets home with us, because hockey's our life, hockey's been our history. So this is something that we're looking, you know, truly looking forward to.
You guys hope this will become an annual event, and every year change up the team a little bit on your side, and hope to bring in more from the Israeli team.
We're certainly open to doing things in the future. You know, we'll see how we do tomorrow evening, but we're hoping to be competitive. And from our perspective, it's really an honor to be out there with Chris and Peter and a whole bunch of former NHL players. You know, obviously, hockey in Israel is in the developmental stages, but we're honored to be on the same ice with NHL players, and we're looking forward to hopefully a competitive match.
I think the mystery is, you know, what their level of players are, and the level of, you know, our players. Although we have former NHLers on our team, that doesn't mean we're actively skating in shape. So we have a nice little mixture of some young players and some local guys that are just coming back from the KHL in Russia, Matt Gilroy and Matt Anderson. So we're definitely going to, you know, give them the puck as much as we possibly can.
Can I tell you a little bit about
the charity aspect? Sure. Really what the purpose of the game is from the Israeli Ice Hockey Federation's perspective is to raise both awareness, which obviously is why we're here at Dais, and also raise some money to help the grassroots of the sport in Israel itself. Israel only has one full-size regulation hockey rink in the entire country. That's in the far north of a town called Metula on the border with Lebanon. They also have one half-size rink where they can only play 4-on-4 in a town called Holon outside of Tel Aviv. And with those two rinks, the Israeli Ice Hockey Federation has to make do not only with the men's national league that they have and the men's B league, but they also have junior league and under 18 league. They have youth leagues. They have a recreational league, and they also have hockey schools. And to try and do all of that on one regulation size rink and one half size rink, especially when you're sharing the rink with figure skating and other events, is a real logistical challenge. And also, the Federation has pretty much a shoestring budget because it's a very minor sport in Israel. Most Israelis don't even know it exists, other than some Canadian and Russian, you know, immigrant communities in the country. So part of this is to raise awareness there, as well as here in the diaspora, and try and help it grow. And part of the event is also really to showcase Israel through sports, and we're hoping to have a successful night tomorrow night in that event.
Mark, about how many players are you really drawing from right now?
As far as the total pool for the national team?
Yeah.
It's really small. I mean, the actual national team roster is like any other hockey roster, so it's 20-some-odd guys, but, you know, the pool of players is really 50 or so. You know, and when you compare that to, you know, Canada or the U.S., it's kind of ridiculous because, you know, you can pull 50 people from this rink, you know, for to put together a squad. So you know, players who are eligible for Israel are very small. You can't just, for example, be Jewish and jump on and play for Israel. It doesn't work that way. The International Ice Hockey Federation has rules of eligibility. You have to be not only a passport holder, but you have to have played for two consecutive years in the Israeli Ice Hockey League or leagues. And if you've played for another national federation or in a nationally sanctioned league, such as USA Hockey, for example, and then you go get your passport, you'd have to go play four consecutive years in the Israeli league. And given that the level of that league is roughly, you know, what we would call Junior B over here, you know, for somebody who is a really promising type player, you know, that's a really tough thing to do. So it really limits the number of players that they can draw from.
So now I guess the next question goes to Daniel. Given all that, what prompts you to go to play with the national team?
For me, being born in Israel, kind of a no-brainer. I was an NHL player. The highest I got to play was in the East Coast Hockey League. The past 2.5 years I got to do that. It's a part of my life that I'll never forget. But for a lot of people in Israel that play hockey, that's, you know, just to even come play here or anywhere in Canada or North America is a dream. The level and the competition there is, like you said, it's not very strong. But if we're able to help grow it here and get that support, who knows what could happen. If you can get more facilities, you can get more people involved, and you can get the transaction between getting players here to come for a camp, to get to the understanding, to have the coaches you can to bring over there to really help elevate the skill level. You know, you can get maybe one or two players at the time being, and who knows in the future, maybe get four or five that could really make a difference for the team. So for me, this is an awesome opportunity to let more people know here, but hopefully that will translate into letting more people in Israel get access to playing hockey and know about it.
For Joe, so, you know, what's your feeling? You're going to be behind the bench coaching, you know, phenomenal players, you know, one of the NHL Hall of Famers. So what's your feeling in that? What's your philosophy?
Well, you know, when you think of hockey, you think of ice, cold, Israelis playing hockey, Sheldon Kennedy's, and me anyway. It's kind of like, you know, the Israelis playing hockey is like the Jamaican bobsled. Who knew?
I was waiting for that reference.
But it sounds great, and we're glad to help them through whomever, I mean, spread the hockey word all over the world. Doesn't get enough respect here in New York, but across the other parts of the country, it's huge, as is around the world. And it's one of my first loves growing up as a kid. I played roller, didn't grow up on ice, around ice. Couple of guys I know, like Nick Petillo, traveling, you know, 2 or 3 in the morning to Coney Island to get ice time. And back then, it wasn't the best time to travel at night. Israelis playing hockey is pretty cool.
Chris and Peter, if you guys could talk about Twin Rings and, you know, what it really means to you guys and how you're trying to spread hockey to, you know, Long Island and all of New York, really.
Well, I mean, I think post-career, it's time for players, you know, upon retirement to, you know, get on with their lives. And, you know, hockey's given us everything that we've ever expected and more, the relationships that we've been able to build. So, you know, the dream was to have the ability to come back to Long Island and through all of our travels in the past, come back to Long Island and make an impact and a footprint to help the youth hockey at every level. The fact that we were able to build a facility of this magnitude and share it with the community and give back is been, you know, a tremendous honor and it's been great for us to develop these young players and share our experience.
Are there any other games like this to promote Israeli hockey and
Well, we a couple of years ago, I mean, just to touch back a little bit, I'm involved with a website called International Hockey Forums, which you can Google and find. And basically, what that does is it talks about all kinds of different leagues and all kinds of different countries that are not major hockey countries, such as Israel and similar type of countries you might not expect to have it. There's English discussion of those leagues there, and that really led to a snowballing of things, such as my own involvement in the program. And a couple of years ago, through that website, we actually had a training camp for the team prior to the World Championships in Vienna, Austria. They played Vienna University, won that game 8-5. They played a team from the Czech Third League, which was a 7-5 loss, but a tight game, which was like the Czech version of the ECHL, basically. And then last year, I actually got asked, basically as a thank you to the Israeli team, since I'm not normally on the national team, I'm the organizer of this event, but I helped organize the game that they had last year against MIT, Massachusetts Institute of Technology, and basically as a thank you, the guys asked me to play, and I said, I'm 42, I don't know if you really want me to do that, but I jumped on and I did okay, and we won the game, and that really led to this, because I didn't want to get embarrassed at an older age playing against MIT, so I was training with Barbara Williams, who's an NHL power skating coach, and Chris's little guy, Evan, trains with her, or did train with her, so we just got to talking, and this rink was in the process of being built, and they were looking for a cool event to have, and that's really the genesis of why we're up here today.
Looking forward to hearing about your reactions after the game, but going into it, are there any nerves going back up the ice, playing with some great guys? We get Brad Martinek, who last year was on the Edmonton Islanders. I see him playing between afternoons. He's practicing with those guys. He's practicing the other day, so
yeah, well, Mark made me a little nervous when he said he had some former pros playing, so I really had to stack the lineup to make me look good, not anybody else. But, I want to surround myself with good players so I can save myself the embarrassment. Mark's a little worried that I may score a few on him, but when you see my shot out there, you're not going to be too worried.
I don't know. If I survive the 10 to 20 minutes I'm going to play, I'll talk to you after the game. If not, you can look for me in the hospital.
There's so many around, though.
Yeah. It's encouraging.
Who gets to be the first one to take a run and see what?
Whoever's crazy enough to do that. We've had a couple of guys in the locker room kind of talking about whether they might want to have a go at either Aaron or Steve, and my comment to them was, it's a charity game, it's a promotional game. It's really not meant to be, NHL playoff competitive, but if they're stupid enough to try it, God bless them.
Well, that's why we got two heavyweights. We got Steve Webb and Aaron Ashton. So.
Yeah. Well, we'll have Tal over there push them around a little bit.
And we can't forget about our coach. We got Joe Ganasoli here. He's pretty tough, too. He's a heavyweight as well.
I'm not messing with anybody on this planet, so that's not happening.
Daniel, how does it feel for you playing in front of so many people starting tomorrow on the island in the area? Does that kind of bring it back home a little bit for you?
I think it's amazing. I've never been out here. It's the first time in Long Island. I never actually got a chance to play in any of the arenas, even in New York. I did play in Western New York. I went to college at RIT. So that's about as New York as I got for me. For me to play in the federal with a lot of these people, it's something that I guess I used to do. So right now it's kind of like, oh boy, I don't even know how to play anymore. I play men's league once in a while, but it's definitely a transition. But it's for a great cause, so everybody's on board. So it's going to be a lot of fun. But at the same time, once you play, sports for a living, at one point in your time, you just have that competitive edge. So. Hopefully, nobody has to do anything too crazy, but as long as these guys take it easy on us, it'll be a fun game.
Well, I think to add to that, my brother and I have been fortunate and blessed to have, played together our whole careers and reached the highest levels. And, when Mark reached out to us to assemble a roster, I wanted to give them the ability as well to share in the experiences that we've had to be on the same ice as guys like Glenn Anderson and some of the former NHLers we have in our lineups to give them that ability to just know that they were able to compete against these guys. It's a friendly competition. It's going to be a lot of fun. We're all looking forward to it, and it's, you know, just for a tremendous cause. So we're all looking forward to this event.
To look a little bit further forward, I mean, you've got, what, about 6 weeks before South Africa? When you go to a tournament like that with a program like yours, I know it's been around for 24 years now?
Well, 90 or 91 was formed, and then the first international competition was 92, coincidentally in South Africa.
So when you go to a tournament like that, or going into a tournament like that, realistically, what are your expectations?
I'm going to let Dan field that one, if I may.
Well, seeing as we last year got relegated, from the Division 2A, so now we're Division 2B. We should be one of the stronger teams in that division. A lot of the time with Israel, there is some turnover in players. Some guys are still playing in season because it's still in April, so we won't be able to have them. You know, some guys just aren't able to play anymore. So that's with Team Israel, like you said, there's such a small pool of players to pick from. Every year, there's a couple new faces. This year, I think we are planning on going with a lot of younger guys from Israel, so it gives them the exposure because they're the future of the sport. So for us, going into this year, we're going to try and, you know, field the best team we can to put on the ice, but at the same time, we also want to bring in a lot of young guys for obviously future growth. So it's going to be a wild ride. Every year, you never know what to expect. You know, these aren't like the highest end of competition, but for us, it's very competitive, and anything can happen.
I think as a realistic proposition, if I'm not mistaken, it's Israel, South Africa, Mexico, Bulgaria, and somebody else I can't think of. They've come up quite a bit recently. I think as a realistic proposition, you know, depending on the mix of players, if Israel gets, you know, besides Dan, Israel has about three or four other guys who play professionally in minor European leagues. If they're all available, then Israel's got a good chance, I think, to win the particular tournament that they're going to go to this year in South Africa. But it also depends on how the coaching staff ultimately chooses to use the young guys that are going to come that Dan alluded to, because a lot of them have never played outside of the Israeli league, which is, again, a relatively lower-level competition. So, you know, assuming that the veterans get a fair amount of ice and they're all available to come play, I would say that, you know, the Israeli Nats have a good chance to promote back to 2A. If not, who knows? But again, these guys in Israel are never going to get better unless they get a chance to play, and that's, I think, what Dan was really trying to do.
I have a couple of tricks on my sleeve. I could deal with guys like that. Some guys that just don't listen, but I'm sure Ronnie has still got it. A big fan of Ron Gresham as a Ranger fan, so it's going to be pretty cool to be on a bench with him.
When I reached out to Ron and told him who his head coach was, I told him it was Joe Ganascoli. He was very excited because he alluded to the fact that he's very good friends with Joe. So did you know that he was good friends with you?
I'm just finding out now. Thanks.
He told me that. So.
Now, Ron and I have done a few things together.
Keep it clean.
Yeah. So, good guy, Ron.
You guys know it's all the competition. Are you
nervous? Not at
all. Excited.
It'll be fun. It's not every day you get to get on the ice with guys who play in the NHL. So it's definitely a great opportunity to get on the ice with them.
Well, I
don't know who designated me as the fighter.
Probably me.
I would be more than happy to take on that role if anybody wants to challenge me on the ice. I think it'll be fun.
And how long have you guys all been on
the I mean, I've played with them as a guest player a few times. last year I played with the national team in Toronto against Ryerson University. Other than that, I haven't played with them nationally. Hope to someday, but I like filling in with these events right here.
I've been on this through my 8th year with the team. I've been everywhere with them, so I'm looking forward to going to South Africa again this year.
I'm what you call the Iron Man of Team Israel. This is my 16th year. I haven't missed a game. Very proud of it. I started when I was 15 years old, and that's it. Every day counts, that's for sure. Don't take it for granted anymore.
Well, Isaac, since you're the Iron Man, what sort of, I guess over those 15 years, what sort of changes have you seen with the
Well, it's a great question, to be honest, because when I started, I was a kid. You know, the jump between the junior national team and the senior national team is so big that only a few of us made it at such a young age. So as I started playing for the national team at the senior level, the changes I've seen, most importantly, is the difference of caliber that we've played. In 2005, we've actually won the gold medal in the Division II. That year, we had a Stanley Cup winning coach that just came along, and that took it to a whole different level. That's what really Israel hockey, in my eyes, took a change for the positive. I mean, we got to play teams like Germany, France, Great Britain, Hungary, teams that are playing in the top division today. So that was definitely a great. But like, you know, like Daniel, my teammates, and Tal say, at the end of the day, it's really the luck of the draw. We could have a team that could easily be a gold medal team for Division 2A, 1B, and on a bad year, we could easily get relegated as well. It all depends on who can make it. Most guys don't play professionally, so it's really, you know, work, family, just things that come first sometimes. And as amateurs, you know, you can't really expect more. You know that everybody shows up every day, and they do it for love, for the country, for, you know, for being proud, for the adventure. Traveling the world and playing hockey is probably the coolest thing you can ever do.
Definitely the coolest.
Yeah, we're going to South. I mean, this is my fourth time going to Cape Town, South Africa. I mean, I've been to countries, you know, it's the same way you guys are shocked about playing hockey in Israel. I was shocked at hockey in Bulgaria and Mexico and places like that. But you go there and the culture, and you see how professional it is and what kind of, you know, the way they present it. And it's just, it's a beautiful thing. The IHF is really doing a really good job and developing hockey in countries that people wouldn't expect. And as far as changes, I would say that hockey has evolved at many levels in Israel and internationally on top of it.
I was thinking, looking through the website, you mentioned playing hockey in Mexico.
What's it like playing a hockey game in Mexico? Mexico is actually one of the countries that's developing the most. They're having a professional, semi-professional league right now. It's a wealthy sport for them, so there's a lot of money involved coming from investors. So they're building a lot of rinks. It's really moving forward, and the hockey level is actually it's quite interesting. It's really it's not what you expect. It's, I would say, close to a very, very good junior A, junior triple A team, you know, minor leagues. Like, they'd give a good fight to certain teams in Europe that are playing in first division in France, let's say, or any of those, you know, bottom leagues in Germany. It's actually very good hockey, and they all play professionally now. All the members of the Mexican team play professionally full-time in the Mexican league. So they're really advancing. It's actually interesting. And playing in the heat again, it's like in Israel. You know,
a lot of countries have been developing. Spain, you have, who else? Australia.
New Zealand, Iceland.
These are all countries that fall in our category. And year after year, you can see the strides they've made to improve their program with their bringing in their youth players and stuff like that. You know, we just try to keep on par every year, and not necessarily us, but our management and the federation tries to stay on par with all these other countries.
How did you get your start in hockey? Like, was it from home? Was it watching it on TV? What made you want to be a hockey player?
I grew up in Dallas. I was born and raised in Dallas, and what got me into hockey was my neighbor. I saw him playing roller hockey one day, just out in the driveway, and he invited me to come out and play, and from there it evolved into a whole career playing hockey. I mean, play now men's league, I've played overseas, I've played on the national team, and I've been playing hockey almost every day in my whole life. So it just started from
my neighbor playing roller hockey outside.
Well, I was born in Israel. We moved to Montreal. I'm from Montreal in Canada, so I don't need to tell you what Montreal is in hockey.
A little bit.
Last I checked, we're first in the league for the New York Islanders and Rangers fans.
Not for long. Henrik's coming back.
Same kind of, you know, I was watching hockey. We got to Canada in 1985, and the first thing we saw is the Montreal Canadiens Stanley Cup. We didn't know what it was. I remember seeing Wayne Gretzky playing. I didn't even know what hockey was. And this, you get the bug. You start playing Pee Wee hockey, Adam Novice, and then from there, you build your dream. And luckily for me, I really had the opportunity to live my dream. I played overseas for 4 seasons. Had a great time. I won a championship in France. I got to really do everything I could accomplish at that level. And it all started again just by being a fan, just having fun as a kid, playing at home in the basement, and one thing leads to another.
For me, I got to see my brother kind of take on hockey as his own thing. And, you know, I was put on skates pretty young. I mean, he started about 5 or 6. I was on at kind of 4, and, you know, ever since then, I've been pretty much playing every day. I used to come home, play outside, hours and hours. I used to play with them. I mean, he's a little older than me. He's 7 years older than me, so he used to always go games outside or like on the rink, and I'd always, you know, bug my parents to take me with them. And when I was younger, I progressed pretty quick, so, you know, I started to take it a little bit more seriously as opposed to just for fun. And, you know, I really committed. I mean, I still am committing my whole life to it, right? It is still something I do day in, day out. I actually played my 5th playoff game last night, so double overtime, and went to like 12 o'clock at night, and then we flew here in the morning, and then actually have game 6 Sunday. So I'm actually in that right now, but it is, it's taken over my life, and it's a commitment you make. I mean, it's on my end, you know, same with my brother too. It's something we made when we were younger. It's something we wanted to do. It's a passion. It's a love for the game, and I mean, that's why I'm here. I mean, I'm also here, you know, for the cause and support. I mean, I am Israeli, so this is a great opportunity. I don't get to play on the national team, so any chance I get, I do jump at it. But it's something that I live for, and you know, that's why that's kind of how it started. That's kind of why I'm still going.
I don't know if Aaron had mentioned it, but he's playing for the Toronto Junior Canadians in the Ontario Junior League, so he's a pretty serious player. You know, for myself, I was a typical Long Island kid. I actually started off in deck hockey, you know, on feet, and played a ton of deck hockey to the point where I actually got competitive, and I started playing with guys who played for they actually have a whole national team and whole circuit in that. So I got competitive enough to play with those types of guys, and then I progressed to inline hockey, and then from there I progressed to ice hockey. And then the highest level I ever got was SUNY Binghamton, so I'll throw a little shout out to SUNY there. But, you know, that's comparatively very low level stuff, and, you know, I'm the guy who's just happy to be along for the ride.
Yeah, I was born in Canada.
So you're younger if you hear Israel.
It's definitely uncommon. I mean, even guys on my team, it's like, wait, where are you from? Like, what do you mean? Like, it's uncommon for sure. But to be honest, throughout my career thus far, I've played with a lot of Jewish-born players. I mean, if it wasn't for, I mean, the sanctions in place, I know there's a lot of players out there. I mean, not all of them are Israeli like myself, and, you know, have been born in Israel and grew up Israeli, but there is a lot of players with Jewish roots, but it is extremely uncommon. I mean, every year we bring in new players with the same shot. I mean, so that's 15 years of my life, same thing every year. Like, wait, where are you from? I say, I don't understand. And so, did your dad play hockey? Because everyone has their dad who actually plays hockey, or their, you know, their cousins play hockey, and they grew up. And, I mean, my dad doesn't even know how to skate. So, you know what I mean? So, and my mom has a fear for the ice, you know what I mean? So, it's definitely a shock. It's new, but, you know, it's something that I'm kind of grateful that I got to start.
You know, again, you got to remember that under the IIHF rules, you can't just say, okay, I'm Jewish, yay, Israel, and jump on and play for them, because otherwise we could have Mike Camilleri and, you know, Eric Nystrom and guys like that. You know, you have to have an Israeli passport. So, like, in Aaron's instance, you know, Dan, his brother, was born in Netanya, but Aaron was born here in North America, but he still holds a passport. So for Aaron to qualify for IIHF competition, he'd have to go to Israel and play in the league for two consecutive years, you know, which is a decision he'll make later on. But yeah, I mean, it's, you know, you can't just take Jewish roots and jump on and play for Israel. You've got to qualify by holding both the passport and playing in their league for 2 years. And that's the same for any country, you know, that's IIHF rules. And you got to abide by them. So again, that in part accounts for why they've got such a small player pool that they can choose from.
All right. Well, we hope you all enjoyed hearing the press conference that we hosted last week. And we hope that you all will join us next week on Live with MJ when we feature some great guests. And I hope everyone has a great weekend.